For many during the winter, the sound of something new coming to Yellowknife could be music to their ears. In this case, it really will be. The inaugural Still Dark Festival is coming to Yellowknife between January and February of 2025. The name comes from the fact that the event will be held during the darkest time of year, explained Taylor Shepherd, the artistic director for the festival. He said this has been a concept in the making for a few months. We got the idea that nothing really happens in January and February and that we should try to do something, said Shepherd. We've been stewing on ideas and seeing what can work and getting all our ducks in a row. There will be a number of different spots people can go to during the festival, Shepherd explained, all of which is happening in the downtown core. Ideally, you'll be going to a bar or a pub for one show, and then trekking to another bar or pub downtown for another show, but it's all indoors, he said. Locally, people have been really receptive to the festival, according to Shepherd, who noted that performers are looking for opportunities to showcase their work. He added that performers who would need to fly up here to perform are also really keen to take part and see what Yellowknife is like in the middle of winter. He said he's not yet in a position to reveal the number of musical artists and who's booked. But he believes the event could lift people's spirits. We're all coming down from the holiday manic episodes that happen during Christmas season and New Year's, he said of the timing. So, by the end of January, Shepherd figures Yellowknifers will have had time to recharge and can celebrate some more. Like, hey, you made it through January. Winter is not that bad. The Still Dark team has reached out to the city as well, which, he said, had a pretty positive reaction to the prospect. Public feedback has been positive as well, he added. For anyone interested, the Still Dark organizers are hosting a bowling dance party on October 5th, according to their news release. It'll be a fundraiser, said Shepherd. Whatever we make from that is going directly into our first festival.